3 years ago, Pope Francis asked the church all over the world to set aside a day of prayer for those who have been traumatized by abuse in the church at some stage in their lives. And over the past few years here in Ireland, we have been marking that day of prayer on the first Friday of Lent, setting aside an opportunity for congregations to pray at Mass or in other services for the many people throughout Ireland who have been impacted by abuse and who carry that terrible cross of abuse throughout their lives. The day of prayer also gives us an opportunity to think about atonement and repentance, really, for all that has happened in the church. This time last year, I went out to Rome and I was part of the big meeting on the protection of minors, which Pope Francis called there. And during that particular meeting, Pope Francis held a penitential service. And I remember the great hymn, Kyrie Eleison, Lord have mercy, rising up from that meeting, when the Pope very honestly and openly said, listen, we bishops, priests and church leaders have failed to protect our children. And for that, we are truly sorry. And so therefore, I think that reparation and repentance need to be part of the ongoing life and prayer of the church. I'm also conscious from meeting with victims myself that they appreciate very much that their brothers and sisters in the church would be praying for them, because for many of them it's a daily struggle to get up in the morning, to go on with their lives, to live with this awful period of trauma in their life story. And I think it's important for us as brothers and sisters in the church to recognize that and to pray for them. So this special day of prayer is really just one day in the year, but I think it inspires prayer throughout the year for those who have been terribly hurt by their church.
The Candle of Atonement was very much center stage during this day last year. Talk to me about the background to that and the practical implementation and the presence of that Candle of Atonement.
One of the survivors of abuse spoke to me and said that she had this idea of a Candle of Atonement and that it might be present in churches throughout Ireland. And I was really pleased last year that many of the bishops and many priests and religious throughout Ireland agreed to have a Candle of Atonement in their parish church buildings. It's really a simple candle with a prayer attached to it, in which we ask that God will forgive us for our many sins. We grieve and repent with all our hearts for having offended God and for our great failings in the church in terms of neglecting the young and those who are vulnerable. And the Candle of Atonement, whenever it is lit in our parishes, it also places all those who have been hurt by the church in any way into God's loving hands and asks for the protection of the Lord and, of course, of our Mother Mary for them. And I suppose the candle lit on the Candle of Atonement is really like a light of peace, praying that God will send peace into their broken lives and maybe show all of us how we can get out of the darkness of this awful chapter in the life of the church and lead us into the light of God's word. So I really think that the Candle of Atonement is a simple but very strong and meaningful way to keep the terrible ordeal of many people in the church, first and foremost on this special day, on the first Friday of Lent.
I'm assuming it was no accident that the day of prayer for survivors and victims of abuse was set for the first Friday of Lent. Lent, one of the three pillars of Lent is prayer. What would you be encouraging people around the country, the faithful around the country, to do? Would you be encouraging them to keep the needs, the prayers, the of survivors as part of their own daily prayer?
One of the things about this particular initiative is that it reminds us that the abuse of children, young people, vulnerable people has happened in our church. And of course, we know that abuse is out there in society as well. There's abuse in homes and in families and in many places. And I hope that the Candle of Atonement reminds people to take care of each other. And during the season of Lent, if we do enter into prayer and charitable acts and indeed self-denial, to realize that when we do so, it's for the good of all. If we can protect our children, give them an opportunity to grow up in a wholesome and healthy way in our homes and families, in our workplaces, communities, and especially in our church, then it can make a great difference for the future.